Okay. It is my hello. Hello, hello. Microphone. There's no sound on the mic. Hello, hello. 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 We don't have anything in here. Nothing yet. Hello. Hello. Yeah, Geshe-la's mic has sound, but this one doesn't. Hello? 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 Hello?
Anything? Nothing? Hello?
You're getting sound in there? Oh, okay. Hello, hello.
Hello. It's okay.
Well, I'm
Anna. Anna. I did this use. I don't need it.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce Venerable Geshe Yeshe Palge from Ganden Shartse Monastery and also Thubten Rinchen Ling in Houston, Texas, and we're always happy when Geshe Palge comes to visit our center. Geshe-la was a friend and a student of Geshe Geltzen's. He first met Geshe-la when he was 12 years old in Tibet, and they studied with each other in Tibet, and then regrouped together after 1959 in India, and Geshe-la has been a friend of our center and community since he first came to be one of the resident teachers at one of the branch centers, first of all in Fairbanks, Alaska at the Mahakaruna Center. And with the weather being so severe, with Geshe-la having lived in Sarnath, India, and the Indian plains for so many years, the weather in Fairbanks was quite extreme. So Geshe Palge then moved to Thubten Rinchen Ling in Houston, Texas, and has been there ever since. Since
Kadu Kozubere, the Houston La.
Since 1991. So anyway, please, thank you. Thank you for coming to hear Geshe Palge and join me in receiving teachings from him.
Namo Buddhaya. Yeah.
God. ཁང སོང ཆེ ཇ བོ ཙོང ཁ བེ ཅིན བེ སོང གེ བ ཅུང ཚེ ཙང ཡ ཇ སེ ཅི ཐང གེ མ ལ ཆོ སེམ པ ན རེ བོ མེན པ ཕོ དེ ཅུང ཅི ཡོ དོན ཙེ པ ན ཡ མེ ཙེ པ ཡེ སོང ན ཁ རེ སེན ན ང རང ཚོ ཁྱུ ཆེ ཆུང ཁང རེ ཅི ཤི གེ ཡོ ན ཡ ཨ ནེ དེ ལ ཡ ཐ ལ ཡ ཨ མོ ལམ དང དེ ནི ཁང 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 ཁོང ལ ཤེད་དང ཁེ ཨ ཤེབུ ཆུང ཡུ ཁོ ཤེབུ རིང གི ཁོ ཤེབུ ཆེན བུ ཁོ ཡང ཤེབུ ཆུང ཡུ ད ཐམོ ཡུ ཁོ ཤེབུ རིང ད ཐམོ ཡུ ཁོ ཤེབུ ཆེན བུ ཁོ ཚེ ནེ ཁོ ངོ མན ད མོ བ ཡུ ད སོ 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 ལ ཡ དེ ཡོ རེ ཡིན ན ཡ ད ལམ ད ང ར ཚ ཆུ ད ད ཐིག པ ཆེན བུ ཆུ ད ཤེ གོ ཡ ཡིན ཚ ད ཁོ སོ དེ གི ཁོ ངོ ལ ཡ ཐིག པ ཆེན བུ ཤང ཇུ གི སེམ གི ཁོ ངོ ད xieba kei chenpo ji kya diyo re.
Hello, hello. Geshe-la has quoted the lines from a great master Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche Rinpoche. And so what he has stated in his words is this, that whether we engage in what is called maybe insignificant virtuous actions, positive action, or a very, how should I say, advanced kind of a virtuous action, but if we do it, with these three, characteristics. Number one, that we cultivate the right kind of motivation. In Tibetan called gulong. We start it off with proper motivation. And then in the middle, as we are engaging in an action or performing our the action or doing our practice, if we do it with concentration state of mind, And then at the end, we conclude our action or practice with you know, good prayers and dedications. If all, we do all those things, that even something that we might normally consider as an insignificant virtuous action could become a cause for us to attain nirvana or liberation from samsara and to attain complete enlightened state. So I think it's very important for us to keep those three things in our mind, that we start off our practice and action with proper motivation, we do our action or practice with you know, concentration, and we conclude our action or practice with proper dedication. And so now talking about the importance of cultivating motivation, there are many types of motivations that we could cultivate. For example, we can cultivate the motivation of what we call initial level practitioners or small scope practitioners. We could cultivate the motivation of the intermediate level practitioners or the intermediate scope practice. We could cultivate the motivation of advanced level practitioners but advanced scope. Or we could cultivate the motivations which are common with initial and intermediate level practitioners, or we could cultivate the motivation which is exclusive to the advanced level practitioners. So there are all kinds of motivations that one could cultivate which are considered what we call proper motivations to engage in spiritual practice. Now that being said, I'm here to give you what we call Mahayana teaching, or the teaching based upon you know, Bodhisattva's way of life. So therefore, the kind of motivation that we all must cultivate is a bodhicitta motivation, the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings.
yona senju ge tse da bo se gwa re shan ju senju ge tse se de tse sing ge tse senju ge tse pe na ma ran so ka se ge ja ma da bo chi ke ka yo na ane te cha te ni ja ma tong tha chi la pha che chi tan ge kan ga te se re de ge yor wa te ni ge senju ge tse se te da pe chung ba ane shan ju ge sem le ya a ja se che mo hyo wa la ke pe chung ba re a te ge ha pa te maran soliya kyu ganga na tene te kyulu gange na tene ya kharse gure ta donga ki kyu sab ji ja che wa te me kande ji nyam so le na o de yo na ye de de me na me de chen ji ti cha de ba yin so sa ri ko ma zo lama ta ma ku ma na ji sha ye le ya ane kyu ka se yin na ya xie na ya guno chaya te sabza chen hye ya te chhu chik chalen liya yore je tang nga ke tan da te hye ka chi gare
bodhicitta, which is a Sanskrit term and translated into Tibetan called changchu jisem, or the altruistic mind of enlightenment, it is you know, perhaps the central theme or the idea in you know, Mahayana Buddhism. Metaphorically stated, it is what we call golden elixir. I mean, Bodhisattva Shantideva talks about this in his Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where if you have this kind of special you know, metal called golden elixir or liquid or whatever it is, that you could transform, you know, many pieces of ordinary iron into gold, because that is the power of golden elixir. In the same way, or some people say it's called philosopher's stone, okay? And in the same way, if we have bodhicitta, then we can transform, you know, ordinariness into, you know, enlightenment. And so that's why, in accordance with the magnificent tradition of lineage masters, you know, how and they emphasize so much on cultivating proper motivation at the beginning of our teaching and practice, and especially they emphasize cultivating bodhicitta motivation, the reason why this is so is because it does not matter whether we engage in sutrayana practice or the practice of discourses, or we engage in tantric practice or esoteric practices. Bodhicitta is almost indispensable, right, in all these practices for us to be able to reach complete enlightened state. So if you don't have bodhicitta, it doesn't matter whether the practice is categorized as high-level practice, well, it would not have a substance, if you will, see? But if you have bodhicitta, even small, insignificant actions could become causes for us to become enlightened beings. So that's why I'm following the great tradition of lineage masters. Here I'm also trying to make an attempt to communicate to you the importance of cultivating proper motivation at the beginning of our action and practice, especially cultivating bodhicitta motivation.
Ini dia du kamba gelija so cheda pe tin sung chue nan du ko so ti nge le ya a ko no che ba pe chi lam ren cha sung sung yo sung yo be an lam a yenda so ge tu yenda so ta te ko no che si ta ma te si du ro nan da an ngue yi ge te ke cha che ya la a ma sung chue nan ya la te si ne du ko do ti se se ge de an kong ge chi kar se ge har sta lam ngue ye lan ro da me ro te tang wo ku no la ra le bre s an dil me na an ngue ye la ya po yin ha ji ka ba ni ho re s te chi ka ge nan hi ho re s chen an ka chen na be long ji ho re te yin su da du ko so ma ran so go chi chung ka re yin na so so kan de ge jo che bi yin na da ma le phen to che bi yin na da se kham kan sen chi che le te bi yin na da o chue nyen pe yin na da so so hie pe yin na da kun hon de ge khan ne che pe yin na de ne de shan chu ge sem ge shi da shan chu sem bi xie ba le lu ga de shan chu ge sen da shan chu sem bi xie ba yin na de san ji du ji ge ta ju yi zo wo de le ga re se na dan dan gong bo lu du ge song ba na ye so na mi hie cho de sa dan ba ku ni to ba xiu se ya da de ne ke dan ba ku ni ge ju zo wo tene sunam ge choda yi he ge cho ni ya gu re de nang ge sunam ge cho ge nang ge zo wo de de xian chu ge sem re de ye na ye de de men na me de de se gu ya ge ngaran cho ge ne chi de ni
So great lineage masters would spend quite a lot of time explaining different levels of motivation and emphasize cultivating altruistic motivation. So that is kind of a common to the way many great masters teach. In particular, great realized Tibetan master by the name of Dzogchen Gelug Gyatso, he would spend so much time explaining the motivation part. Basically, he would teach the whole Lamrim, you see, in the context of cultivating motivation. So sometimes some of his students may be getting a little, too tired of this motivation talking. They say, could you please, Master, cut it down a little bit so that we can get to the actual teaching, because you are spending too much time on motivation and then we are not getting much. Then he would admonish them. He says, what do you mean? If you don't get the motivation right, there is no such thing as actual practice. Where did you learn things like that, You have to get the thing right at the beginning, the need to cultivate altruistic motivation. If you get this one right, then this will really set you in the right direction and your actual teaching and practice really become a cause for you to reach enlightenment. But if you miss this one, there is really no such thing as actual in practice that would lead you to your goal. So he would really admonish them for not getting the things right. And so this is why, we really have to understand the essentiality and importance of cultivating bodhicitta motivation in the beginning of our practice and in the beginning of performing any positive action. So whether we are doing our daily practice, prayers, or whether we are just out there, as you might say, in the real world, trying to help someone, okay, who need our help, or whether it really means sharing a handful or a mouthful of food with someone who is really hungry, if you do it with the bodhicitta motivation, that small, what seems to be insignificant action, it becomes a cause for us to become a Buddha, you see. So that is a real practice, as you can see. And so even a small action, which seems like small from outside point of view, if you do it with bodhicitta motivation, it becomes a great deed of bodhisattva, bodhisattva action. What does that mean, bodhisattva action? It means that your action is done altruistically, and it becomes a cause for you to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. And so that's why it's really important for us to understand the importance of cultivating proper motivation, especially bodhicitta motivation. Again, I want to quote the words of great Indian realized sage Arya Nagarjuna. What he has said, at Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory. He said, you will accomplish the two sublime bodies through the collection of merit and wisdom. Okay. So what he's really talking about is, if we would like to actualize enlightened bodies, right? We have an enlightened form body and enlightened truth body. We could only actualize them if we fulfill the two types of collection or accumulation. Accumulation of merit, punya, sonam jitsok in Tibetan, accumulation of insight of wisdom called yishe jitsok. So where do we get accumulation of merit, okay, punya, is only if we have cultivated bodhicitta attitude, only if we have cultivated bodhicitta motivation. That is the core, central to fulfilling accumulation of merit and then accomplishing enlightened body.
Mananto rikpa ke samno tambe yinaya tini shanju samba se dikhe keda chambo de re gyor wa shanju samba re se keda chambo de se shanju samba da nyaran ni le me yin ba chikpa re khuran de le de tando shanju samba kha khil la tare tore da bo yore nyaran de zol she ba hi ki to wa yore yin na ya shanju samba to hapar to le keda chambo ta re goya te shanju ge sem ge chebra wa shanju ge sem ge chebra ma to ye kolam da wa ka ke yo mare This Shanchuk sim Zambu Shanchuk sim to your study because Kolkata Chabasiatri. The George, the song de Gadwata Parishi, till Lamrin Kanganala, then another sim Zambu Shanga, the Lama Siling, the Kadin Incent, Lama Siling Bal Turatan, Shanchuk sim with Turatang Domato Checker, a Chandaka Kela Gumendoa. And George, another Purg and Nalo, the Chabuchi Keda singing Chambu Chaya, the Pento Chambu Chaya. This same Zambu Shanju Sim the crap, which is a German, Tony to be here to send that again. That's all you are, but in that degree. In a Shanju Sim, they will cook a page of the show on the Georgie Padia, Bergen, Hamilton, and Rodin Tele Jacho never. Tagana Yiga Lama, Tam Mangu, you are written in March and Shanju Sim, the Dani Chambo to the Kangas, Maranzo, Matula, make a tone like this in the pit singing Sanjay Machaban and Katanya and the Batin de Yor, Tege Kangalo, May and Batipare.
Now, even if we use, rationality, we can also understand the centrality of bodhicitta in our spiritual developments towards enlightenment or Buddhahood. We all know how much we honor and respect, Bodhisattvas. As soon as somebody, hears the name Bodhisattva, in our mind, we have this positive image, of a person, and, we honor the person so much. Why? See, well, from the outside, a human Bodhisattva will look exactly like any other human being. There's nothing special about, you see, that person, okay? And if you look at what we call other beings like hearers, or the Shravakas, or the solitude realizers and bodhisattva human beings, from the outside, they would look exactly the same thing, just like any other human being, you know, looks. There's nothing special about bodhisattva. But why is bodhisattva so much honored by everybody and in the literatures? It's just because they have their special attitude called bodhicitta, okay? The altruistic mind of enlightenment, because of which they are dedicated absolutely, towards and for the betterment of sentient beings. And you may have heard a lot about the great master Atisha, Dipankar Shirijan Atisha, you know, who was invited to Tibet and who spent so many years there. And Atisha became one of the most well-known and famous masters in all over Tibet. Why? It was because of teaching about bodhicitta, not because he had some kind of realization of emptiness, you know, because others had too, you know. But bodhicitta was so rare, and Atisha taught about this, emphasized this in his Lamrim treatises, or the treatises dealing with stages of the path to enlightenment. So whenever Atisha often would remember his great guru, master, called the master from the Golden Island, okay, Acharya Somnavidpa, or sometimes it's called Dharmakirti by another name. And so he said, I have a little kind heart or a mind. This is due to the kindness of my guru, Acharya Somnavidpa. Okay? So what he's basically saying is, I have a bodhicitta, this kindness, which is because of the kindness of this master. He praised his master for helping him generate that mind. He didn't say anything else about his master, any other great quality. He says, because of the kindness of this guru, I have a little kindness inside me. And so from all of these things, we can understand the importance of cultivating bodhicitta. And so even in our own lives, you know, we might have had the fortune to be with or to have heard about great realized masters, and many of them because of cultivating this special attitude called bodhicitta. If you have bodhicitta, then you can be very successful in benefiting innumerable sentient beings. So when you succeed in benefiting innumerable sentient beings, what does that really mean? That means you get closer to enlightened state. By way of benefiting others, you are accumulating so much merit, and your merit is based upon the bodhicitta attitude or the motivation, and as a result, you are getting closer and closer to a complete enlightened state. So once you become a Buddha, then benefiting all others becomes very spontaneous. You know, you effortlessly, Buddhas, enlightened beings can effortlessly benefit sentient beings, which is again the outcome or the result of bodhicitta. Of course, I'm not trying to undermine the importance of realizing emptiness. Okay, yes, that has to be there to become a Buddha. But that being said, realization of emptiness, in a sense, is nothing too special about it. Even the those who are seeking their personal liberation, Shravakas and Pratika Buddhas, or the hearers and solitary realizers, many of them have the realization of emptiness, okay? But they have not become Buddhas yet. Why? Because of lacking a bodhicitta. So with all these things, what I'm trying to communicate to you is the essentiality and importance of cultivating bodhicitta in our mind. All of us need to focus on this. Dumba nyindin te karre sana shanchun dumba ta yendun dumba sichane
dumbam dhapa chikpare yinsu tsadi kuso dhapa te karse goresi na nga shanchu ku dhugu dhose shanchu thugu dhugu thugu dhose so so ta takate samlo tan te che wundu shanchu matu na karere se da ta nyepa kuile nandu ki yantin kuji jemba pus senjin kuji nyi jibu tanchi chen la shanta lo siya ke gombo lo dhugu tana rikwa tuji karina teke khatu kile se da nyepa tanchi te seba yantin tanchi te denba arwa yanti thanyan aw tindi ke sanji ke kompan tel te thop so na tene rang ki to ta la na me ba che me yanda le as la na me pe ene koru ke pen to che to ya ke ten de ke ne chi ki do te yin zo ta do nga san ju kompan ma to ba tham me do se ne so so ke pe ne ta ki se ne ta san ju ke sem gom do ba tel lan dim ba ni de se ya gon dim ba te rang ke Masa sanji ke kompa thok gu gun do ma thok ba thap men do san sa so gu sambe ge samba de la de ge san chu dun ba se go re san ge so sanji ke kompa thok gu gu do se de ge san chu dun ba te yo a yo sa de dun ba te ma zo de ge san chu ge sem sem te da chong ba de dun ba te ni ge de ge de ba che wo de go so de ni ya a de ki ki che le nye len che na ta sanji ge sal ya sa ra tham chi chen ba thoya ge nyelen te wa de sore se du ko so nyelen te wa de shan chu ge sem re se ko re je chang ngoy ji gom ba la shan chu ge sem gom ba le la ba chi ta de ni gom ji ya ji ngaram so le chi tang hi ra hi ra me bre
So as much as I am emphasizing the need to cultivate bodhicitta motivation in the beginning of our action and practice, but even in because that's the how we started off, but our actual practice, as a matter of fact, should also be focused on cultivating bodhicitta. When we talk about motivation and actual practice, meditation, our actual practice should also be focused on cultivating bodhicitta. I don't think we can find anything else that would be much more beneficial to meditate upon or cultivate in our mind than cultivating bodhisattva's attitude, which is called bodhicitta. And so this we can find, a lot of statements to support this case from sutras and commentaries written on the sutras. For example, in the Ornament for Clear Realizations by Maitreya, there's mention of Yangda Zobe Changjude. What is bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is that state of mind which seeks, a perfect state of enlightenment, perfect and complete state of enlightenment. So as we talk about cultivating bodhicitta motivation and cultivating bodhicitta as our main practice, we really have to understand what is it. What exactly is bodhicitta? What is involved in cultivating this state of mind? So what bodhicitta involves is cultivating two types of what we call aspiration, dunpa in Tibetan. There is the aspiration seeking one's own enlightenment. We call it Changjub Dhamma, which means that I want to become a Buddha enlightened being. That is seeking your own enlightenment, which is an aspiration. And then there's the other aspiration that is oriented towards benefiting others. Shendun Dhamma means you have an aspiration to benefit others. Okay? So these two aspirations must characterize bodhicitta cultivation. So why we have to use every energy and effort we have to focus on cultivating bodhicitta, understanding bodhicitta, is because our goal is to reach complete enlightened state, as the great Indian master Arya Nagarjuna has stated in his 60 stanzas on reasonings. Rigpa Tukjupa, where Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said that we are all seeking a state where we are completely free of all kinds of mental defilements and mental obscurations. Okay, a state that in which all the defilements have been exhausted. They don't exist anymore there. We want to find a state where we have accomplished all kinds of realizations and preeminent qualities that is there to be realized. Okay? So such a state is no other than what we call complete enlightenment, okay, or Buddhahood. And once we attain that state, then we would have fulfilled what we call not only the complete purposes of our own life or the self, but we would have accomplished the complete abilities to benefit all other sentient beings and help them to fulfill their wishes. So that is our goal. So that being the case, what is a must that we must cultivate to reach that goal is, again, cultivating bodhicitta. So to cultivate bodhicitta, as I mentioned earlier, we need to cultivate the two types of aspiration. Aspiration seeking one's own enlightenment and aspiration to benefit others. So you seek your own enlightenment for the sake of benefiting other sentient beings. So that's how the two aspirations are incorporated within bodhicitta cultivation. So bodhicitta is the what we call the fundamental substantial cause for anyone to become a Buddha. There is no other substantial cause with which one could become an enlightened being. Of course, I have just kind of started off focusing on bodhicitta motivation and what does bodhicitta involve and cultivating it. So that might perhaps, might give you sometimes the wrong idea that as if this is all we can do right away. But in terms of really cultivating bodhicitta, we have to start off from cultivating proper relationship with qualified spiritual masters, as it is very much emphasized and taught in the Lamrim teachings. Lamrim is a Tibetan term which means stages of the path, teachings. So it all starts with cultivating proper relationship with qualified masters, and then progressing into other practices and cultivating bodhicitta. So there's no shortcut way here. Although because of limited time, I cannot go all the way and start from the beginning. So I just chose to speak about this particular topic. So now when we look within our own mind, all of us, our attitudes and way of thinking are very much in contradictory with bodhicitta, what bodhicitta is. Okay? What bodhicitta involves, as I said before, it involves aspiration seeking one's own enlightenment, aspiration to benefit other sentient beings. Okay? But when we look in our own mind, what do we have? For such a long time, we have self-cherishing attitude, which is antithetical to bodhicitta. Okay? Self-cherishing attitude and bodhicitta are no friends. You see, they don't agree with each other. But we have a very strong sense of self-cherishing attitude, and being influenced by that, all other attitudes and thinking are very much influenced by this negative state of mind. And so as you can see, we have a big mental obscuration within our mind, that needs to be eliminated or counteracted in order to cultivate bodhicitta. So when we cultivate bodhicitta, and becomes an antidote to prevent and to eliminate many of the negative attitudes, or what we call deluded attitudes, within our own state of mind. And with bodhicitta, we become very successful in accumulating a merit which is necessary to reach a complete enlightened state. In the quote that Geshe-la quoted before, where we say that complete enlightened state is completely free of all the defilements and mental obscurations. It is endowed with all the realizations and qualities. And someone who is in this state, who we call a Buddha, or enlightened being, is the only best friend of all sentient beings. Such a person is the, friend of all sentient beings. How come such a person is the friend, best friend of all sentient beings? It's just because of bodhicitta in his or her mind, okay? Just because of great compassion in his or her mind. You see, we are not saying that, Buddha is the best friend of all sentient beings because he has a realization of emptiness. You see, nobody says that. Okay? Buddha is the best friend of all sentient beings because he cares about sentient beings. And that caring comes from his great compassion, Mahakaruna, and his bodhicitta, the altruistic a mind of enlightenment. Because Buddha sees all sentient beings as if they have been their, his or her kind parents. So has so much love and compassion for sentient beings. So because of such attitudes that Buddha have been successful to become who he or she is, an enlightened being. As an enlightened being, one has accomplished what we call the four enlightened aspects, or enlightened bodies, and the five exalted enlightened wisdom. So an enlightened being has all those qualities, enlightened bodies, and exalted enlightened wisdom, for lack of better words in English.
Kanzo Sanji Jumdi and Yepakun Le Patro, Kichabres and Legate Chabres, Manzan, Manazo, and Yepat Pangu or Matojika, then Yepa Mapan Bachin, Yan Sanati, Kariser Kundosa Yomarva. The end of that because Sanji Tobala Padiki, Gig Kariresena, Sitank and Aranzo or Nason Doyaki Jew, Dickpassing it your. The Kariserko, Golam and Chica, and Pang Gun Tobiake. Ani nyamong wenju wasingi jiwar. Ta tine thonam ke pang thuya ke thonam mato thonam ke kasi thonam mato mena ani pang mthuya ke ani nyamong kunta singi jiwar. Tene yan ro ni nyamong ba ti sensi ina kunta pang na ya nyamong ba ti sensi te deyan sa jepa mato ke padola ani nyamo karise gore denjin do thug yo mare sajie pala tamate da tachi nyawa khiji chi se ande tatte sajie pa ni ya dandati nyamo yore te nyamo te ke karise gore tama ke zonda bochi pa kha sigre hite khidib sig yore tibo te la nyandeb se chene chede sita tharba so tharba thobala padu ki ji che diba ke liya teni nyandeb se So, Tamji Chamba Tobala Padiki Dipatila, Hidipse. Only thing in the Paya Gatandala, Maranzo Lam Hibuchi Lolan, then it Karaseroko, Jovi Chalea, then Mare Sonam Vichala, Solam, then it Jovi Chala, Jolam, then Pandi Panja Musun, the Karasero Kunta Musun, the Paya Gatandala, then it Tolam. There, then it Karaseroko Nyomota. Sensi in a sensi to Tamu the Panya Gutandala, Sadumba the Jepa. Then the Tema, Ta, Chibi Tower, Tower and Abu, the Patsangsi and Mebazoya Gutandala, then Guana Doji, Marisab Guba and Guana Doji, the thing is in Padula, then Pedicalea, Ta, Lo Mambu Gomguada, Tendike. Karese gureta, sonam go so jachambo sa guyada. Or Tendichi Kitani, Sanji Kompan, Top Guguyore, the Tobala, Tanda, Maransol, Lapala, and Kariore Senna, Lapala, Maransol, Lapa, Dipa Pungat, Dipa Pungat. Dipa Pungat, the Karesina, so Megitu Tere, so Megitu Maransoka, get Lalinche, and Tichi and Tabi Chevina, Hiraya Puyore. Yena here in the Karesera. Oh, Karese. The Karese. Nagarjunika. Okay. The Maransoli and then a Dipa Muzunga. Dipa and Yomo Tetsachi Muzun. Karesena, Manzo Mambu Hijan and Manzo Amchol the same day to Yomarwa. And so that the Kusun Yunyun Kikitone, Maransol, Tambu Mundu, Nungin, about Cheshu to get there. And the thing Rugu Dichen and Mazol Saviore. The Carres in a day, Senna Yogi Chata, Nyon Lit and Sigores, Senas, Senna Maranzo, that you had the songs in Carina, the Chicke, Namto Senatri, Guinea. Then you said you go so a ranking Yepa baby, Sambatri. You said you go so tenny rank. Karise gure yente mebala yente kyene ote chigi yins chen ya te so so na bchen te ne mel ten de ya tre ta nyomli chen de ta nyom chen ya 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 te che ma ji bchen ne ba nyomli se ya te tre ta te ne ngaran so lya when being adjacent, the church is so so hamagona, and pe magic yins of the so 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 the yaz so 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 yazuch in Chambuzoya Chigri. Never. Then in the chari, Tamarans and the chasiate, or Tan Damunda Kanlia, theory. Tagana yig Hedari. Then it the moon, okay. Did it. Then it. So, regtang, zogtang, langsotang, tendila chapi chakwate, jengri. Riba? Then, wantang la chapi chakwata. Then, jakpa se dukusu tigeliya, ta, jik ngulabu jik re ni ya, re un dukusu, and so, de mato bachen ya, damanda chiyake. Kurupe de rangki sal ya, de mato bachen, damanda chiyake tere. Tigete kare resena, To get Tanchi Tangela, Ale Tambu, Aranso, Munjo, and Aranso Lapala, you have Q Tigre, Yusuza, because of Tigete, Pantona, Panga Tobina, and Pento Chambo, your escort, Tada. And the Yajitiki Kangalo, the Goda Gorite, Tandang Aranso, Lapal Lane, Tigiki, Tichi Andabote, Yamlechi Andabote, Tugu Omarwa. That Tanda then Manzo Tigete, Caresena. Tene maranzo tubia tanda siena. Yezu zare tige to sosu zoke dega. Lomen loduke kutseki kahiche kina duiche ne inchi mechi nyamu ngozwa mengzla ya nyamu ngozwa asia ne mengta yori te ti nyomo mangbo ti o mari tengana so la ne ki ge so ti ge ta dandang ne le ya nyam le chen ta pang ya da ti ne la le chi ya ge chen bo re chen sung gyo re an ti le ji chong so na rem ye ti ne san ji ge sa la nyer ro go re s
So we aspire to become a Buddha or complete enlightened being, just like our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha. But if that is our aspiration or a wish, well, then we need to do what we must do, which is we need to purify our mind of defilements. Because one can never be a Buddha just being ourselves, because we are very deluded and we have such you know, so many defilements inside us. Because these defilements are the obstacles preventing us from reaching our goal of becoming a Buddha. And so we have all kinds of mental obscurations. And categorically speaking, you know, we talk about two types of mental obscuration. One is simply called delusions, or kleshya in Sanskrit. And other is called obscuration to omniscience. So the way we understand the difference between the two is delusion is defined as that which primarily prevents us from attaining a nirvana or liberation from samsara, right? Anything that is in our mind that primarily or mainly prevents us from attaining liberation from samsara, by definition is called a delusion or nyonmong in Tibetan. Okay? Now, mental obscuration that is in our mind, inside us, that primarily prevents us from attaining omniscient wisdom, okay? That is what we call shiddhi, obscuration to knowledge. So those are the two types of mental obscuration that we have inside us that we must get rid of in order to become a Buddha or enlightened being. And so which means that in Buddhism, we have a complete structure of the paths, you know, that we need to cultivate to counteract different types of mental defilements that we have inside us. For example, you know, we have, you know, all kinds of defilements that could be eliminated, you know, by cultivating paths you know, which are not transcendental, in the sense, in other words, you know, we look at the Buddhist structure of the path, you know, we have paths which lead up to the path of seeing, right, the darshan mark, path of seeing. So the paths below those, the path of seeing, are also very effective in counteracting certain mental defilements that we have inside us. And then we also need to cultivate the path of seeing and above, you know, in order to counteract other forms of mental defilements that we have. Because when we look at the defilements, you know, we find differences, you know, in terms of subtleties. You know, some are very coarse, okay, easier to deal with, and others are kind of subtle and subtler or more subtle. And so therefore we need different antidotes to counteract these different mental defilements that we have inside us. For example, Geshe was explaining how, you know, we talk about, say, until you, let's say, we have defilements which are innately developed defilements. These are not intellectual, innately developed defilements inside us. These defilements could be counteracted by paths below the path of seeing, okay? But then we also have intellectually formed defilements called kundal, you know, the intellectually formed defilements, and these could be counteracted by the path of seeing, and the paths you know above them, and so that's why in the when we look within the 10 spiritual grounds of bodhisattvas, we call dasha bhumis, right? Until one reaches the 8th spiritual ground, number 8, okay, there are two more left, 10 grounds, there's 8th ground. You see, one still has grasping at true existence of self. When you are on the 8th spiritual ground, then you are free of all the delusions. Until then, you still have delusions, you see. And so all the paths that one cultivates until you reach there, they counteract so many defilements in your mind, but you see, until the eighth ground, you still are left with delusions. Yeah. So once you are free of the delusions on the eighth spiritual ground, of the bodhisattva, now you have another kind of mental obscuration. You means all of us. Okay, I just don't mean you, which means me too. So this, you know, mental obscuration to knowledge is like the predispositions or the latencies of the delusions. Okay? And these are very subtle. So in order to counteract the latencies or the predispositions of the delusion, we call obscuration to knowledge, now we have to cultivate the ninth and the tenth spiritual grounds. Okay? Because they are so subtle that we need those antidotes. Particularly on the 10th spiritual ground, you know, we cultivate a path that is called Vajra-like concentration, you see, on the path of meditation. This is on the 10th ground, which is so powerful to counteract the subtle mental obscuration that is inside our mind. So basically what I'm saying here is, you know, how, what kind of delusions that we have and what kind of things we need to do on the paths and grounds in order to counteract our delusions. So all that being said, which seems like overwhelming, you know, things we need to do, and that's why a great master like Arya Nagarjuna, you know, he wants to kind of go easy with us, you know, because he does not want us to get overwhelmed. And so he first says, you know what, first you should try to recognize the manifest forms of delusions inside you. You see, that you could easily deal with. Be practical, you know. Don't go and jump into the higher levels that you couldn't get, understand things. Just, you know, deal with what you can. And as Geshe-la was referring to his text, and where Arya Nagarjuna tells us that, for example, we should first try to recognize delusions that we have, such as miserliness, stinginess, right? The miserliness could arise in relation to sharing resources with others, material things, or in terms of sharing spiritual knowledge and information with others. You see, you can be very miserly about your knowledge. You know, you can be very miserly about your resources. And then we also need to think about what we call, I think it's kind of a little hard to translate in one word in English. It's called yo, which means like concealment. But we conceal our defilements inside us. Okay, so we need to deal with that. You see, concealing defilement is an obstacle on our way to enlightenment. We also need to deal with you, which is being very pretentious, like as if I am realized. I have great qualities, which we don't. You see, and so we become kind of a hypocrite in that sense. So we need to recognize that part. We also need to recognize the tangyong, which is understood as a kind of a laziness. We don't want to do anything. You see, so let it be as it is. We need to recognize arrogance, that, you know, even though we don't know so many things, but we have this kind of puffed up state of mind inside us. We say, I know so much, you know. So we have that arrogance. Then we have attachment to things, and we have anger or hatred. We have ignorance. So these are the things Arya Nagarjuna says first we should deal with. These are relatively, you know, easier to, they could manifest in us, and we could, relatively speaking, recognize them. And then we have attachment to, of course, our, you know, health, our look, attractiveness, beauty, and all sort of things. We have attachment to the power, status, and positions, okay? And we also have something called a problem called gyapa. Gyapa is in English very hard to translate, which means like when you're very successful, right? And where, you know, now you overact. You see, you couldn't enjoy your success. You just feel like I have to do something else. You know, you just create all these extra things and overact. You know, that's some kind of a state of mind inside us where we don't simply recognize and appreciate our position. Now we just start to feel like overact, you know, blow the whole thing out. So that's what we need to recognize. So Nagarjuna wants us to say that, okay, there are many other things as we progress on the paths and the grounds that we will learn about, and that we will learn specific antidotes to deal with subtle delusions and subtle mental obscurations. But at this point of time, we should try to recognize what is called the manifest delusions, nyomo ngunjurwa, the manifest in the sense that are easily to be recognized, and he listed some of them as we just went through the list. Okay, Anila said, you know, maybe we need question answers. Okay, so we'll stop there and we welcome your questions. Geshe-la is very adaptable. He's like, I'll stop wherever you say stop and I'll just do whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This last comment that Geshe-la was speaking on
Gaffa, right.
Is that like being too busy? Or is it because of some kind of arrogance? Mm-hmm. Or is it some kind of illusionary will
Kien kiapa se jor wa kien tebu susuna chwe wa. Di ane ngaje gu guang ki chigo re kiapa se te kandir suwa se pa tebu zubu chik
chedar. Kiapa se ni debu tu ya te. Te ngaran su tam mechi ke song da jija rwa. Song da jija pecha ya po zi. Pecha ya po zi tati ku su ta chijin di ji me ne tani pecha da tu pechin da pati chijin di ji chitan da puma hi ne tani kar se gu re. Mele nyo yaak leka ta, taba ngomso jaya yaak zonra punta. Tani ki soso gu tuse pa duha maayin pe tole shi yaak, o tani chi yaak tala jakpa si gore.
Yeah, it's really hard to translate, but the japa is a state of mind, you know, that could be related to arrogance. You know, the example Geshe-la wants to give is, let's say somebody is very successful in doing a business, right? So make a lot of money, right? So you reach a certain comfortable level, but now you really couldn't sit and enjoy it, you see. Then you created all these, you know, other unnecessary things. You know, you might use your money, you know, in a very harmful way. You know, or you might make yourself so hectic now, although you could enjoy your life, but now you have so many other plans and, you know, you make your life very hectic and in that sense. So it's a kind of a state of mind that does, how should I say, that makes you, I mean, as I try to put it, like overreact with your success. Again, the discontented, like the Chomi Shiba came out of what?
Chomi Shiba Nandurwa. Chomi Shiba, Chomi Shiba, take a Kojuchi and Kojigorwa.
The discontentment could be a cause of reacting in that way, you know. But japa is a separate from that, but it could be due to discontentment. You're discontented with your success, and then you could be, overdoing things.
It seems to be particularly an American phenomenon, mm-hmm. where you're constantly driving to do better and
Tipeje America konjo chumbo ma lamu mi kang kalo chi kari ne chi yadi ta ng na bar chi ta te mo chi che du gu do wa ge ta kwa ma di di de ru chi sa ge ne su ma ro
te te da ji te do tong ro wa ta ng de chu do tong ngo pi de che tre wa ye su sa de ko so ji te ge do tong le chi na ta ta chu chi se ya te ten ju me khen tre wa ma shon ne chu chu shon ne shu ge khen tre wa ta chu le chi na Tanda tinga shone kyo shene kyo shit matembe shene rodi kuso kaba lendu gore shene an kansan sola thada chene meba che kasi yona wa tando kuro go kente che soso le donghe mato che ke lewat mendo wa ta kyo shit tege kare sere ko kyo shit ten ondi kuso kyo shit tege tenge sam chie ono wa manzo kare sere shupo sere sere kyo shit jente shupo re sere wa ta kyo shit che takta yo kente shupo re de kuse tim mato che ke pa ngopu nesu nanda ngopu la chaya na ten te kariseru ko tanda bo kem do me chen ro di chen ro na ta do ko sam te kam ro di go ro
Now, what Geshe-la is saying is, you know, we probably want to keep the two perspectives, you know, very distinct from each other, right? Conventionally speaking, what you just said, maybe it's American phenomenon or somebody else too, that, you know, we always think there is, you know, a limitless progress we can make, right? So you don't stop there. You just keep on doing busy and just push yourself, you know, off the limit and wherever it leads to. But from a spiritual point of view, right, I think in that sense that maybe the contentment itself is seen as an obstacle for progress, right? If you're contented with what you have, then you say, how can you progress, you know? So that's a bad thing, you know, just go, push yourself over the limit and reach wherever you could reach. But from a spirituality point of view, Dharma point of view, you see, there is a problem. We say, you know, you can, if you keep on doing that, there's really no end. You can see it will lead to more suffering and more problems, right? I mean, people, there are people that who are so rich, right? I mean, they couldn't have used all their resources in their lifetime. Now they're dying this very moment, but still they're very attached, and maybe they still want more. You see, they think they didn't have enough. You see, they still could be richer, okay? And so, so from spirituality point of view, we say that is a pain, that is a suffering. You see, there's no limit when you push yourself over the board too much like that. It's just like you have 5, you want 10. You want 10, you want 20. And then where does it end? You know, 20 becomes 40 because there's really no end to it. And so you end up in more suffering. So therefore, from spirituality point of view, when we say somebody is rich, we define it in terms of contentment. A person who is contented with his or her life is a rich person. Maybe from materialistically and conventionally point of view, maybe he or she is not rich, right? How much he or she has? Not much. But from spirituality point of view, that person is considered rich because he or she has known the limit. Okay?
No. Okay.
Right.
In one way, it may be the mind of contentment, but mm-hmm. You know, Vishnu also started his talk by saying we want to reach the enlightened state.
Mm-hmm.
And so this American mentality pushes,
mm-hmm. Saying
we've got to keep going, even if
mm-hmm. We
put that same mental attitude into our spiritual practice,
mm-hmm. Where
we're trying to
drive.
And Vishnu was saying, well, we're, you know, 8th stage, 9th stage, 10th stage, we're still working with solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8th stage
is still working
with illusions, and so we're still having
this mind of discontentment. Yes, yes. Hello, Quran, this is again. Hmm? We want to understand with this is the discontentment that you mentioned about on the spiritual path is a different category. Because the way it functions is, you know, there's a difference we have to understand between the distinction between what we call contaminated phenomena and uncontaminated or non-contaminated phenomena. So the sakche and sangme, you see. So in the case of the contaminated phenomena, like making money and all this material progress, right, however hard we push over the limit, you see, we cannot go limitlessly. You see, there is a definite limit somewhere. We might not have reached it yet, but, you know. But in terms of cultivating inner qualities, right, the more we push, you know, we can go infinitely. That's why you say the compassion can be developed to the infinitude of space, you see. And that is the quality. So you feel discontented with that, that it can be pushed all the way to the Buddhahood. This is where the limit is, you know, which is infinite in the sense. So that's the difference between what we call the dealing with contaminated phenomena, sakche, and non-contaminated phenomena. Like, I mean, we think about like high jump or low jump, whatever jump we say, right? You can be trained very well, but at a certain level, you can't jump more than that, you see? I mean, that's the record set. You know, maybe next time somebody will jump at 2 inches higher than that, but there's still a limit. You know, you can't push too much. It's just like another example given in the literature is like, say, when you boil the water, right, to make it hot, yeah. If you keep on boiling it, there is no way that you can boil the water, make it so hot infinitely. At a certain point, the water will evaporate, you know, disappear. There's nothing, the water gets hotter than certain limit, you know. Whereas the inner qualities, the compassion, the love, you know, we feel discontented cultivating them, we can push ourselves over the limit and they can be cultivated to the infinitude of a space. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
In our earlier book, we talked about anger. Uh-huh. One person was saying that they find that it's like all this energy that goes so far that they kind of can't stop themselves. Mm-hmm. And I see that as a difficulty in my own practice where I can't really use the antidotes because my mind is too agitated.
Okay.
So I have to do things to really calm myself. And I was wondering if you could talk about that in more subtle and grosser ways of how we can use the antidotes effectively, get our minds calmness.
Okay.
그러면서 콘트롤은 나랑 딕박 못해 요래 먹이 죽나라. 응. 등 나랑 소리 요래. 단다 요람 맨치라 고는 이제 마토 빵마 토야 콘트롤 디카세 녀모 먼저와 깨 요래. 단다 토랑 그 빵자 집에 내 세야게 콘트롤 야 가르세리고 군다 깨 요들. 다때네 야 고랑 그 빵자 집에 콘트롤 깨 요들. 다때네 고랑 그 가르세리고 네 사 고반 연출라. 알바 사제바 연출이야 뜻방야키 코키 드마치게데 요데데 땡아도 콘조 빵세데데 콘조 매베까블 담보상 어떤 거 봐가도 콘조 데게 매 바르사디코서 땡아도 메 통데게도 아코 람사스세야 세토고메도 알바 다 콘조 매베까 때나려 사 롱크 삼노 짓다네 피겔이야 콘조 생게티 녜바키 자와 디 촘게나라 송 송도 와 콘트롤 때가 세게 요리스 콘트롤 세게 가르 세게 요리스는 겨와탄지 세는 거 요리스 랑크샘 세게 요리스 저바케 쇼그 요리스 거래 저바케 쇼탄데 간데스나 티게 랑케 이 가르세르코 게위 게위 자와테게 마식 버젠 쇼그 요리스 랑 주 마식 버젠 쇼그 요리스 예저다데 데스 콘트롤 때 요리스 다티네 시타 단다 안에라 소냐 나기체나 마란소 게존스쇼피 큐 이게스니 냠네치죠레 알바 게존스쇼피 큐 이게 냠네치야테 시타마 다발 송베조나 버치 요레테 게존스니테 쳬발 기다레 니즈데 아 마도 테치드 소소 삼노타는 게마네 콘트롤 말로코네 봉고르 왔다테 가그르와 테 카톤 칸데스 카그르스 게존스 제비 추이게 냠솔레타 시탄이 시나 야 겐다 아 탄다 제바곰시 데 테바체미 용 마보여레 이나 마나도 투모 왔테 게존스 비 추이게 나 아 초야 사르멘 초세 메키 그 파츠 콘트롤 체스나 랑크 파 콘트롤 마제베체네 알바 데트나케 메섬 시얀 하르메케스 메티크 카식 두보지 랍소나 니에데 지코스나 안틸 팔 레마로브체 데 데크찬 하르메 데크세 메티크 그게 딕딘다고 그니 키 선자데 땡게도나 소소 파 티키 콜리아 티 카프티자야 삼노르보테 데 마지베체 요 시야 아메히 데크찬 함 창조네 다니에데 지코에체네 창조네 기쁘게 깨지 쪼고 되거든요. 될래야 아니 파창 조체네 렌로야 요 마르다스체네. 근데 되겠다. 게존스 쉐비 게존체 데케송세야 게존 추기세야 냠슬레야 때리. 옛날에 대기보던 간서 뭐네 콘트롤 매베 갑네네 곰고로 와. 그래봐. 콘트롤 매베 갑네네 간서 곰 데니가 산노 돈 데베나 콘트롤 치세 옹도나 소 콘 그게 자
Gisela wanted to say that, I mean, even in the case of anger, there are different levels of anger. You know, some are coarse and others are subtle and subtler. So that's why when we look at the complex structure of the path, and there's kind of ordinary kind of anger that we may be able to overcome more easily, but there's some kind of level of anger which could be counteracted by the paths below the path of seeing. There's anger that could be counteracted by the path of seeing, which is a transcendental path. But then there are certain subtle forms of anger that could be counteracted by the path of meditation. Yeah? So even you're on the eighth spiritual ground, you know, you still could have the predisposition of anger. Now that needs to be counteracted by, you know, the ninth spiritual ground and the tenth spiritual ground. So, I mean, it goes all the way there. You know, it's very deeply rooted inside us. And but what he wanted to say is, I mean, usually what the Buddha has taught is, before we get angry, so this is where we really need to prepare ourselves, you know, before we get into a situation where we could lose our temper. Once you really get angry, because the way we experience any thoughts is when we are consumed by anger, nothing else could come up, right? So we're just consumed by it. So before that, we want to think about, meditate on the disadvantages of anger, you know, how destructive it is, you know, so that, that you know, we will be a little more careful, you know, as we encounter a certain problematic situation. You know, we started to feel like, oh, I'm going to get angry. Then we just remind ourselves, I cannot, you know. And that's how we need to train it. And as he wanted to talk about, for example, of course, there's so much things being said about cultivating patience in the Buddhist literatures, you know, but he doesn't want to go there. But what he wants to say is, Buddha talks about what we call the four qualities of a virtuous practitioner. But usually the Gejong in Tibetan is understood as monastics. But it's not just for the monastics. The Gejong means those who are interested in virtue, virtuous practice. The four things being talked about where Buddha said is, if someone gets mad with you, you know, don't get mad with the other person. Don't reciprocate it. Right? If someone bad mouths you, don't bad mouth the other person. If someone beats you up, don't repeat it to the other person. If someone is so nasty that digs out all your dirty laundry, don't just dig out, you know, his or her dirty laundry, you know. So he talks about these things which we really need to meditate on before we encounter this situation, so that as we get good with our practice, then we started to remember, like, oh, I'm losing my temper, so I remember, okay, I can't do that because that's part of my practice, you know. So I think before getting angry is where we need to focus on and prepare ourselves. You know, once you're consumed by anger for a while, it's very hard to deal with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That control shows na ya ngan to control shows se te jondo se de ga yo man control cha control hi cha di ko sa akha re men do san so so te che bi na je pa che bi na ko de nyamo ki na te la cha ji yo ba to ko ki te ba en sa di ko so control ji shon na ya control te pa ya koi mata ba yin sa di ko so je pa chom do ba.
So another thing is, of course, we prepare before we get into difficult situations, and then should we lose temper or get mad, but don't leave it as if, okay, that's a natural thing happened, you know. But then we look back, say, you know, it was really not right that I got, you know, angry with someone, and we regret for having become angry, because the contrition is a very powerful antidote to purify, you know, anger, right? Because anger is like any other impermanent phenomenon, you know, it arises and it could be destroyed. You know, so through the power of contrition or regret, that we would be able to counteract our anger, okay? You know, retrospectively or just, you know, think looking backward.
Kondro takwa ina ne ko te chom thugi amarwa. Yenza te chom ya ke tanda lo sanji ke yinchi minchi ke te hyakpi yan la singe te chom dia tanda terwa.
So because, you know, the negativities and delusions are, you know, one of the good things, as people might say about them, is they can be purified. They are removable. That's why Buddha has talked about so much about the what we call purification practices or the confession practices, right? When we have indulged in something, maybe by accidentally, whatever, then we can purify ourselves, confess our negativities, and that includes anger. No. Yes, yeah, Lee.
Kolya lapa yema ke mikte esus cene ya nyoda cekhi. Taka na yik mikte kok dosa tan tegel ya ti cebre sere. An cezan ta kong cene simci ke ti cebat te tuya mendo sam san rabu cek samba cek kodu terandun yiji ke samba cene sianju ke sem nyam bre sewa. Ta sianju ke sem nyam de insere ta kurang ke langgate Ya, sanji kumpulan doya ke langgati mahu cintar nyerang ke lam lom berwa. Yesus tadi kusut tegan aje cina ngan so, teng ngak thub ku maris cina ngan so di tanda thub cina ngan so kakek cikgu amar leka, senji thanci leka mungkin tu senji cuk leka cikgu amar le, senji cuk leka cikgu amar te samba ke, ngerwa, sem te sanju tu baju ngan so tanda sanji kumpulan thub thub ku amar te ngan sanji kumpulan thub ku yesus cina sem si dek doa. Then na ye je semji thamji ke donda te nge chigi yin chen rang ke semsi de ba daga ra teni kare sere ko semji ge dong re semji te da thamji ge donda la ma sanji ge gompa thog gu do sam be sam ba te semji ge donda re ma to che ke rang ke tanda sam ba na ye che to ya te te semji le me wala san se sa kyo ba wala yo ma re re ba thili kha kha re ते कार्य से न ठिली नहीं दिस हाँ जी की योनि रे मातो जी के शांसे सब चुवा वाला योम है शांचु शुद्धि से में दास ने मान दो उन्हें
मर्गेशल वांस से इस दैट यू नो एंड हेल्प यू नो सपोर्टिंग एंड हेल्पिंग वांस गुरु यू नो हु इज रियली केयरिंग अबाउट ऑल सेंसेंट बीइंग्स आई मीन दैट्स वेरी गुड एंड दैट्स पॉजिटिव बट दैट बीइंग सेड आई थिंक स्टिल एज एन इंडिविजुअल प्रैक्टिशनर वी नीड टू I mean, make an effort to cultivate great compassion and bodhicitta from our side. You know, we cannot just undermine ourselves that, you know, I cannot do it, but my guru could do it, so therefore I'll only support what my guru does. Because the thing is that, I mean, guru cannot practice for us either, right? So we have to progress ourselves on the path and ground to enlightenment. And so therefore, I mean, it's important for on our part to develop the courage and at least try to cultivate bodhicitta or the aspiration seeking enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings. But whenever we say, you know, I can't do it, you know, because then that is very much related with our self-centeredness. Okay? And I want to tell you a story about Shariputra. I mean, Shariputra, it is said in the sutra that once you know, a guy came and asked him, like, you know, I need your one of the eyeballs, right? So Shariputra said, okay, you know, he was willing to give, and he just popped out his eyeball and gave it to the other person. Now, the other person, you know, he complained, you know, you gave it with your left hand, you know, that's disrespectful, you know? And he just went and crushed the eyeball, you know, right there. So then Shariputra thought, I can't benefit sentient beings, you know, if I meet too many of this, you know? So he lost his kind of altruism at that point, you know? And that's why at that point, you know, he kind of, instead of, we would say, following the path to enlightenment, he, you know, started to go into the Shravaka path to Nirvana, as we would say, you know. So, I mean, to be honest, right, none of us, you know, we don't have the ability, capability to benefit sentient, forget about sentient beings, not even 10 people we don't help, really. Even one, right? But we, I mean, of course, you know, we are but, you know, trying to cultivate the bodhicitta motivation, that itself is what we call benefiting sentient beings at this point of time, given our situations. If we really think about literally benefiting all sentient beings, even the bodhisattvas on the 10th ground couldn't do it. Okay, forget about us, okay, because of the limitations. So literally benefiting all sentient beings is like, you know, it's almost impossible at our point of view, but we need to cultivate great compassion, bodhicitta. Without these qualities, you know, we cannot move towards our, you know, our spiritual destination, that's enlightenment. So that's why when we talk about benefiting all sentient beings, that becomes like an exclusive qualities of the Buddhas. We talk about 27 beneficial altruistic activities of the Buddhas, only Buddha could do it. Yeah, bodhisattvas on the 10th ground could do a lot, you know, I mean, we can't compare to them, but still they are very limited, yeah? So that's what I want to say, that yes, it's very, I mean, good and beneficial to support what your gurus are doing, but at the same time, in some way, we cannot, how to say, excuse ourselves from cultivating bodhicitta, cultivating great compassion.
Shansen Cholam Pala, Shansen Cholam Pala, Shansen Cholam Pala, Mekhi, Lega Kanga Chiya, Nibata Chaya Yomara Vakkhana. Yomara Te Yina Kog Sem Teke, Sem Chi Thanchi Lega Chiya, Nga Yinsan Soso Kuna Vata Khe Deva Yinsan Teke, Teke Randu Yiji Ke Sambat Ga Dega Yorwa. Mato te maji se nga thupsa mare te nga lega mensa na te te takta randu yi jiga sambas kuru chasang chi xie umre. Te xie wana xiangju ku sem nyambe jiu ta angi tango to kore.
So even like a real bodhisattva on the path of accumulation, right, they are real bodhisattvas. Like I said, they are real human bodhisattvas on the path of accumulation, but they have true bodhicitta, so which really counteracts their selfishness or self-cherishing attitude. But that being said, as a human bodhisattvas on this particular level, they couldn't benefit, you know, all sentient beings, literally. Okay? And so what I want to say is that it's very important for us to try to cultivate bodhicitta and never say, I can never do it, you know. But if we say give up that way, that itself becomes the main obstacle to cultivate bodhicitta. Because then what happens is, you know, we automatically give into self-centeredness or selfishness, you know, self-cherishing attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Okay, one more question. I'm forgetting my request, where is that? Something Rotary, where is it? Oh, here. Danny Rodriguez, is that what you said? Oh, Ramirez, okay. Danny Ramirez passed away, and so prayers are requested. Oh, I see. How do you say that? Adley Green? Adel Green passed away yesterday, and so prayers are requested for them and others whose names are not with us, but we know who are no more with us.
That's a good one.
I'm just going to be.
Tarik sarve. yezu tsa di kuso ngana tsa danda de la gu duwa lama gyawan di yudu da lama sanje dhubji chis rewa de lama sanje dhubji chis ya lama sanje te shanchu rwa yezu tsa di kuso ngowa chi di kuso ngana tsa techi giyo re yezu ngowa yenda ma thub na ngana tsa danda tsiki tindiki ngowa teki shegya di kuso ane shanchu lu tere ta shanchu lu ngwe na ane karare isi na digi shanchu yunga gyawan ne shanchu ma thub ato teme zis Gawat the Shanchu, Muyavina, Diggy, Debut, Shanchu, Ran Shanchu, Matuku, Padu, Segi Omar, Ran Shanchu told me at this, Segi Omar, Shanchu, Matuka, the Mazina, Shanchu told me the Telechaka say. Or Tesa, the Nichek Pento Chambo, you are inside the Goso, the Moachia, the Shanchu, Sengu, and Chabur.
So I started off saying that we need to cultivate altruistic or bodhicitta motivation before we. Do our practice or engage in teaching or engage in any beneficial actions. Then also I said in the middle of our actual meditation should also be focused on cultivating bodhicitta. And now here also at the end when we do dedication, we can't do any better dedication than dedicating our merits with bodhicitta. The altruistic dedication is the best dedication that one could do. And there are many prayers we use to do dedication. For example, one of which is, by virtue of the merit, may I be able to accomplish the state of Guru Buddha. What is the state of Guru Buddha? How do one get there? It's again through cultivating bodhicitta, because that's the essence of one's practice. And also dedicating our merit altruistically, it helps us to preserve our merit until we reach enlightened state. But dedicated merit, altruistically dedicated merit, does not go waste simply. They cannot be destroyed by other delusions. So they stay intact until we reach a complete enlightened state. So let's, you all know the dedications we do, so we are going to do the dedications together.
Thank you.
Gisela is returning to Houston on Friday.
Going in for lunch?
I don't know.